This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The shooter who killed three children and three adults at a Christian school in Nashville was under a doctor's care for an undisclosed emotional disorder. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Nashville police body cam captures the moment they killed Audrey Hale. Chief John Drake says Hale had two assault-style weapons and a pistol with more guns found at home.
Audrey bought seven firearms from five different local gun stores here legally.
Three nine-year-olds and three adults were killed by Hale at the Covenant School, which the 28-year-old once attended.
She was under care, doctor's care, for an emotional disorder. Law enforcement knew nothing about the treatment she was receiving.
Audio courtesy WSMV, investigators found a manifesto and are looking into motive. I'm Julie Walker.
The United Nations Atomic Watchdog's chief arrived Wednesday at Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia power plant in a rare visit to Europe's largest nuclear facility, which is currently held by Moscow forces. The Ukrainian nuclear power operator announced on social media that Rafael Grossi arrived at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, which was his second visit as head of the IAEA since it was occupied by Russians. The New York grand jury probing former President Donald Trump's alleged role in a hush money payment to a porn star will not reconvene on the matter until after the April Easter holiday, a law enforcement source said. Catholics mark Easter on April 9th. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday announced new funding to bolster democracies around the world. Amid criticism, his administration has made little progress in advancing human rights, and democracy as a focus of its policy. Mr. Biden announced he plans $690 million in funding to help fight corruption, support free and fair elections, and advance technologies. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to announce Wednesday $1 billion in public and private financing for programs focused on economic empowerment of women as she wraps up a visit to Ghana. The funding will support expanding access to digital services, job training, and support for entrepreneurs, her office said. Harris is holding a roundtable of women entrepreneurs Wednesday in the Ghanaian capital, Accra, before departing for Tanzania, the next leg of her week-long African tour. Britain's new king was greeted by the German president at the Brandenburg Gate as he arrived in Berlin Wednesday for his first foreign trip as Britain's monarch. It happened about 550 miles northeast of where he had intended to start his trip. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
With the first leg cancelled due to protests over planned pension changes in France, the trip now starts in Berlin. The king is scheduled to give a speech to the Bundestag, Germany's parliament, on Thursday. He will also meet Chancellor Olaf Scholz, talk to Ukrainian refugees, and will meet with British and German military personnel who are working together on joint projects. I'm Charles de la Desma.
In un tragico incendio in Ciudad Juárez, Mexico.
Pope Francis on Wednesday encouraged the faithful to pray for the migrants who died in a fire at a detention center in Mexico at his weekly audience with the faithful in St. Peter's Square. At least 40 men died in the fire at the detention center in the border town of Juárez when guards refused to let them out as the blaze burned through the building. The migrants had set the fire in protest over their conditions. Surveillance video released Tuesday shows that after they set the fires, guards quickly walked away from the migrants and made no apparent attempt to release them before smoke filled the room and left dozens dead. One of Australia's biggest property companies said Wednesday it had been hit by cyber criminals who may have stolen data about staff and guests. Earlier this week, a major Australian financial services company revealed that a cyber hack it reported was worse than thought at the outset.
Latitude Financial, a major Australian financial services company, said that a cyber hack on its systems earlier this month was far worse than originally thought. It had initially reported that the data of around 330,000 people had been compromised by hackers. The company now says that details of almost 8 million driving licenses in Australia and New Zealand were stolen, along with more than 50,000 passport numbers.
I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.